Well, certainly we've read the reports and we have heard about this for a long time now. But at this stage, there hasn't been anything that I know of anyway on the ground where a white farmer has received a lease of this nature. So we don't know at this stage whether there is some truth behind these bits of hope that are being thrown out to some white farmers. I think the big thing really is let's get back to property rights for all so that everyone knows where they stand and can go forward.
But we understand that there are some farmers who have been working quite cordially with the new farmers, and that's the reason why the government has decided to give these farmers some leases. Is this happening?
Yeah, I mean, in most cases, farmers still out there are working with the people that are around them and trying to help them. You know, obviously, you cannot farm as an island. And, you know, the people around you who are needing assistance, those farmers are helping. But, you know, at this stage, there's no bits of paper to allow those farmers to remain on their properties. And all the time, there are still people that are being thrown off properties. There are still people being criminalized for committing the crime of farming. And you know, this must stop.
How many white commercial farmers are still in Zimbabwe?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to say in Zimbabwe because most of them are sitting in town waiting to be allowed to farm. But the actual ones that are still farming, there are not too many actually on their farms. They are farming from a distance.